You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Ready to start talking to your kids about financial literacy? Meet Greenlight, the debit card and money app that teaches kids and teens how to earn, save, spend wisely, and invest with your guardrails in place. Parents can send instant money transfers, automate allowance, and more. Plus, keep an eye on spending with real-time notifications. Join more than 6 million families building healthy financial habits together on Greenlight. Get your first month free at greenlight.com/odyssey. That's greenlight.com/odyssey.
Welcome to the BetQL Daily Boost. I'm Lucy Burge of BetQL.com, and I am joined by Casey Hudson and Rick Chapsky, and we have an NHL odds boost for all of you today for the Stanley Cup Final Game 1 on Jack Eichel to score a goal and record an assist on Sunday when this begins at plus 425 at Caesars. This is boosted too. So Eichel had an assist in each of his last five games, and there's a great chance he can score a goal in this one. So I love the value in this odds boost.
Oh, yes. I love it a lot, too, because as you mentioned, last five games, his production, and then he's had multiple point streaks in the last three rounds of this, of, you know, Stanley Cup playoffs. But more importantly, it's the fact that he hasn't scored since May 12th versus the Oilers. And this is a guy who, depending on which line he's working on, whether it's Bravowski or Marchesso, he could be the scoring guy. And I think that they're going to set him up to do just that because he wasn't much of a goal scorer versus the Dallas Stars. He does have a good rhythm versus the Florida Panthers. He's also sitting only 3 points behind Matthew Tkachuk. So I like this odds a lot because when a guy's due for a goal, it's going to swing in their favor. And Jack Eichel has the pressure on his back to come in there and compete with a guy like Matthew Tkachuk and be the other American superstar in the Stanley Cup Finals.
Six goals, 12 assists, plus 10 in this Stanley Cup playoff for Jack Eichel. And he's right there in the Conn Smythe votes right now with Bobrovsky. Listen, if Florida wins, it's going to Bob. But if the Knights win, you could really look at Eichel winning Conn Smythe. And it all starts right here, game number one. I think it's Saturday. Am I right? Mm-hmm. Saturday?
Oh, is this? Oh, yeah. See, yeah. Yes, you are correct because I was thinking of NBA. There's so many finals
Sunday.
Going on. Yes, that is what I was thinking of. And getting my days confused. So the third is.
We've been anticipating it so long.
Exactly.
Oh, yeah. I'm still thrown that it's June.
Yeah, I can't believe
it's in Vegas,
right?
So people are probably all screwed up with what
they don't know what day it is.
They don't know. Yeah, they just know it's a game. They don't know the day. Don't even ask them.
Exactly. So check this out on Saturday. Yes, tomorrow.
Yeah, he's done this in four games so far in these playoffs, and they won all four, which is score a goal and get an assist. And I listened to an interview with Eddie Olchuk, and he said, when Jack Eichel gets the puck, he always makes the right decision. And that's what's awesome about Jack Eichel's game is he's always doing the right thing, whether it's needing that goal or needing that assist. I like Jack Eichel, so it's a fun boost, and which will be a fun game number one Saturday, Sunday, whenever they play it.
Yes, yeah, either one, you know, whatever day you prefer. So get in on this. This is a fun boost, plus 425 at Caesars, and get up to $1,000 in bonus bets on your first wager at BetMGM by entering code Lucy1000 when you sign up for a new BetMGM account now, and head to BetQL.com. Get your free 3-day trial today. Check out our exclusive sportsbook offers there as well. And of course, as always, follow us on Twitter at TheSports Case, at RickCZ1, and at Lucille Burge. We have our favorite bets for today as well. I am heading to baseball and Charlie Morton to have over 5.5 strikeouts against the Diamondbacks. So Charlie Morton has hit this over in five of his last six starts and has only hit the under on this in four of his 10 starts this whole season. He has also hit this over in four of his five starts at home this year, where they will be today, the Braves, with 63 total strikeouts across all those starts. So his average strikeouts per game is over this total. So I like him to go over on this tonight against the Diamondbacks.
You inspire me to do better with baseball, Lucy. Of course, I'm taking my It is, but like, it's just, it's so inspiring. Taking mine back to hockey, no surprise there. And Rick teed it up perfectly. I'm going to take Jack Eichel for over 3.5 shots on goal at a +115 value for a number of reasons. In big games, his minimum of shots of goal is on 3. And then in the big game 4, when they were ready to close it out, he paced the team for 7 shots on goal. And as you said, the coach has said that he makes the right decision when the puck's on his stick, whether that's setting up for an assist or taking the shot himself. He's just always pushing the puck forward, which you can count on those guys to load up with shots on goal. So I feel like this is a great value for a guy who's going to come in clutch for his team.
And you know me, Lucy, I'm just fading a bad team. Let's go to the Oakland A's starting a 9-game road trip. Are the Oakland A's Fujinami is going to be the opener here today. The rookie from Japan, and ERA over 10, but he's just been the opener lately. But still, 2 earned runs, 3 earned runs, and just an inning pitched when he gets out there. So it's been a disaster. You could even look at Yerfi today in this game if you wanted to, but I am going to go with Miami on the run line, plus money. If I can get plus money fading the Oakland Athletics, I will do that. And one more before I go, Lucy, this is a trivia. Yeah. Casey, yeah. You're not used to the trivia I throw out sometimes, so I'll give this one to Lucy.
Oh my gosh.
Jordan Lyles on the mound for the Royals. Started 11 games so far this season. How many games have the Royals won in which Jordan Lyles has started?
I want to say 3. Let's 0. Oh, my goodness.
They are 0-11 in Jordan Lyles starts. So Colorado is plus money today. Jordan Lyles day. It could be our new Patrick Corbin day.
He is the new patch. That is important, Rick. That is a great stat right there. Nice and clean stat. Just 0-11. That is something. Okay. So get in on that as soon as possible. And all of our best bets and the odds boost plus 425 at Caesars. And subscribe to the BetQL Daily Boost wherever you get your podcast.